Not too long ago, when I was alone and very lonely, I was browsing through the website rsvp.com.au. For those of you who don't know what rsvp.com.au is, it's a website designed to help you meet a partner. You type in criteria that you're looking for, you browse through pages of, in my case, women, and you see various things about them. Some put photos, everyone fills in the form: height, eye colour, hair colour, build, education, pets, children, marital status, etc. But I was less interested in those preset answers than I was in the free-form paragraphs that would follow that, where they would write a little paragraph about who they were, and then a little paragraph about who they were looking for. I thought at the time, I don't think I have the courage to participate in this. But it made me think, if I had to summarise myself in a simple paragraph, what would I say? So I spent a bit of time thinking about that, and I wrote this. Who am I? I was faithfully married for 19 and a half years before my wife suddenly died. I have great capacity to love and am very affectionate, caring and compassionate. Family life is important to me, immediate and extended family. My Christian faith is also very important to me, and I regularly attend church. I know how to cook and how to use a washing machine and a vacuum cleaner. I care more for your happiness than my own. If you are able to feel the same way about me, then I think a relationship can work. Is that aiming too high? But the next challenge was even harder. Who do I want to be with? That took a lot longer to think about. But this is what I came up with. I need someone who is affectionate and considerate, who eagerly desires intimacy but agrees with me that sexual intimacy is reserved for lifelong relationships. In the early part of the relationship, you would want to spend a lot of time walking, talking, picnicking, getting to know each other and each other's families and friends. If we find each other suitable for a lifelong partnership, you would like to continue walking, talking, getting to know each other. You would like our greeting to be a hug and a kiss rather than just a hello. If we were walking somewhere together, you would rather hold my hand than walk alone. If we were sitting together, you would rather sit close than have your space. You would be in the relationship not for what you can get out of it, but for what you can do for me. For I would be in the relationship not for what I can get out of it, but for what I can do for you. You would not ridicule me because you disagree with me or because of my naivety or ignorance. And I would never ridicule you because of your ignorance or naivety. You would look for ways to build my self-esteem, and I would look for ways to build your self-esteem. You would agree that romance, politeness, attraction, passion, affection and consideration would not cease just because the honeymoon is over. In fact, there is no reason why any of these things ever need to cease, no matter how old we become. When I fail in any of these ideals, which I inevitably will, because I'm only human, you would forgive me when I apologise. And I will always forgive you when you apologise and after failing. You would agree that bitterness is like a cancer that has no redeeming features and can have no place in our relationship. Most things are negotiable. After all, relationships are about compromise. You would need to be a committed Christian. On that point, I cannot compromise. Well, I was quite pleased with that, but on went the search. I didn't participate in rsvp.com.au. And without the help of that website, 2 months later, I fell deeply and irreversibly in love with Roslyn. At that time, at the conclusion of my loneliness, I went back and read what I had written. and found, to my delight, that Rosalind was everything on my wish list. She truly was and is my gift from God, my dream come true. There's a book out of the UK that's a collection of people's memoirs summarised into 6 words. Sounds unbelievable, but it's amazing. One of my favourites, I think it was the title of the book, was "It Was Not What I Was Expecting." I put a lot of effort. I thought, this is a challenge for me. How would I describe my life in 6 words? I've changed this a few times, but this is my current 6 words that is my life. Loved once, loved twice, deliriously happy. But perhaps my life can be summarised in just one word. And that one word is idealist. I see things how they should be. Most of the time I can't make things the way I want them to be. But that should never be a reason for not trying. If I aim low, I am afraid that I might actually hit that target. Even if I aim too high, even if it's unrealistic, if I aim high, I'm going to hit a high target. There is so much in this world that I see through idealist eyes. But as my time has run out, that will have to be the subject of another speech. In the meantime, let's all of us aim high. Even if you can't reach the heights of an idealist, at least it's a good thing to aim high.